This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, before we get into this, you got me for 2 hours today. And I do appreciate the listenership, and thanks for tuning in. We appreciate your trust. And by the way, to say that, we just wanted to welcome a new affiliate out in the state of Texas, Texarkana. Texarkana, KTFS AM 940 and KTFS 98.5 FM, which picked us up Monday through Friday as well as Sundays. So we just wanted to give you a shout out and tell you thank you very much for your trust. Again, out there in Texas, KTFS, we appreciate your trust. We'll do what we do the best way that we know how to do it. And the way that we do that is give it to you black and white. And we're not giving you our opinion. We're actually giving you foundation. We're going back to the Bible and the Constitution. Remember, Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And everybody in this country, before they graduated high schools all the way up until 1962, used to read something called the George Washington Farewell Address. And George had warned the people, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. We need to keep that in scope, and that's what we base all of our information off of, a biblical point of view. Who knows better than the lawgiver, right, to tell us what's right and to tell us what's wrong? And we're going back to his government to do just that. Now, folks, I want to do something a little bit different here, because before we get going here on hour one, I want to tell you about hour two. We're going to be talking about what happened to the bad guys that touched God's anointing. It doesn't look good. And I'm going to show you that even if you don't believe the Word of God, it doesn't matter. You don't need to believe in buses neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? I want to show you that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Because the reason I bring this up is because Hollywood and folks out there at large, they love to try to minimize the power of the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you something. They don't know the power of the Holy Ghost. Neither do they know who my daddy is. And I want them to understand through history and through the present that God will not leave himself without witness concerning those that dare touch God's anointing. And I think you're going to like it. It's one of my favorite segments. I love talking about it, and I love sharing with you the things that are, well, folks, like I said, I'm going to share with you on hour two. So before I jump to that, because I will start picking up on that, I want to go back to last week really quick before we jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Remember last week we were talking about the lying media. And one of the things that Richard Salent, the former president of CBS News, said, he said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. And also Walter Cronkite comes behind, close behind, when he said, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. He was former CBS news anchor. And then we have Herman Dismore. He said the New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. And then we have Richard Cohen, who, by the way, is still spouting off his big mouth over there at CBS. He said, we're going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Now, I want to highlight this really quick before I actually play this piece for you, because just this week we noticed that Fox News was in close pursuit, and we found that, again, 40 to 60% of all their comments are completely untrue or they're fabricated. And that's why, America, you are where you're at today. And sad to say, folks, a lot of people don't realize their information that they're getting from Fox News is completely bought and paid for. The owner, Rupert Murdoch, he's an atheist. He says he doesn't believe in God. Read Psalm 14 when you get a minute, because it's true. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. But it's interesting, his little sidekick is none other than Prince Al-Walid bin Talal. Did you hear what I said? He's the number two owner of Fox News. And folks, it shouldn't so much bother you as to what Fox says. It should bother you as to what Fox doesn't say through omission. But Prince Al-Walid bin Talal said a strong American government is not good for us. And remember how we were talking about last week how they just love to promote Hillary Clinton? Well, we found out that Fox News actually contributes. They're one of the top 10 contributors to the Clinton Foundation. Okay? So there is no difference between the left and the right. Either we're ruled by God, America, or we're ruled by tyrants. There is no in between. But again, I want you to listen carefully to Mr. Prince Al-Walid bin Talal, okay? Again, the second owner of Fox News. He just wanted you to know that a strong American government is not good for us, said this Sharia compliance individual that is half owner of Fox News. Again, let me say what he said. He said, a strong American government is not good for us. Is that why Fox News spends so much time promoting Hillary Clinton, folks? You better bet your bottom dollar. And we noticed that Fox News again this week put out false polling. And they talked about how unpopular Donald Trump is. And what they equated Donald Trump with was none other than, guess who, friends? The unpopularity of Hillary Clinton. Now, folks, why would they put Hillary Clinton up against none other than Donald Trump, who has 27.5% of the vote across the boards? Why would they do that? Because they want to lead the opposition. Now, I'm not saying this. I'm just exposing what's going on out there, because the Lord said that he beholds the good and the evil throughout the whole earth. Okay? He also said that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. He will not leave himself without witness. And that's why you got guys like me out there and others across America that are willing to tell you what others are not willing to tell you. If Fox News is the best that you have, America, it explains why you're in so much trouble. Okay, the owner, Rupert Murdoch, he's at war with God. Mr. Witherspoon, one of our founders and the signer of the Declaration of Independence, he said that he would hesitate not to say someone that calls himself an atheist that they're an enemy to America. Of course they are. And who else would link themselves over to a foreigner concerning Sharia law, a compliant individual? Who would sell half his company to someone that's trying to destroy this country? But again, I didn't say it. Prince Al-Walid bin Talal said, a strong American government is not good for us. Is that why there's such strong ties between the Clintons and these guys? You better bet your bottom dollar. And just to prove my point, friends, how they're all saying the same things, I'm going to play some audio right on the other side of this break. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM station. nations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah, folks, I mean, it gets really weird as to what's going on out here in America through the state-controlled media. I mean, it's just overwhelmingly, and the lengths, friends, are just undeniable. I'm looking, we're doing live radio right now. By the way, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can go over to our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean one, Bradley Dean one double E. And again, folks, if you'd like to call in over the next 2 hours, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we also know concerning the state-controlled media that they're owned worldwide, globally, by six different corporations. So if you're ever wondering why they're all saying the same thing at the same time, it's because it's all coming from the same source. I'm being a little facetious here, but folks, we need to think about what's going on behind closed doors. Now, I want you to listen to this piece, and there's actually three or four different pieces, but I just want you to listen to different news anchors, conservative outlets as well, friends, as liberal news outlets. But I want you to listen to what they're saying all across the country in unison at the same exact time. Check this out.
Take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some of the spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take the spring out of the step of the Easter Bunny step.
That's pretty crazy stuff, isn't it, friends? They're all saying the same thing at the same time on a daily basis. So if you're ever wondering why ABC and CBS and MSNBC and Fox News and other outlets, as well as newspapers across the country and magazines, are saying the same thing, because, again, friends, it's all coming from the same source. Now, when I'm playing this piece for you, you can go online and actually find this. You hear laughing in the background. There's nothing funny about it. You're being lied to on a daily basis. You're being brainwashed, America, literally. And you're going to find out exactly what I'm talking about in just a couple minutes. We're going to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you're going to find out about how they're trying to re-educate not only the kids in this country, but also the adults in this country. Here's another piece for you. Go ahead and check this out. Again, talking about the news resources and the media resources across the country, both conservative and liberal, saying the same exact thing, showing and proving the point that there is no difference. Check this out.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
As you probably noticed, the final days of the campaign have been, well, you might call them just a little salty.
See, and what they want you to do is they want you to believe that they're actually set one against another. In fact, folks, the bottom line is it's just not true. Now, if the American people knew the difference between law and policy and the truth and the lie, you know, here's the bottom line, friends. Why is it that the unrighteous know how to lie better than the righteous know how to tell the truth? Because the righteous aren't telling the truth. And if they were, I'll tell you what, you'd see a whole lot of polarization going on and demonization going on through the state-controlled media. Those are your best friends. Now, I want you to check this out again, because I'm going to pull this quote up for you really quick. We're doing live radio here, friends. And I'm going to play another piece of the state-controlled media, how it's bought and paid for across the country, how they're saying the same things at the same time. Okay? Now, I'm going to go ahead and play this next piece for you. Sam, go ahead and shoot that out for him as well.
Email inbox is out of control, and you've given up sorting it out. A Baltimore company thinks it has a solution for you. Could this be the end of email overload?
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 Could this be the end of your email overload?
Could this be the end of 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 that email overload?
Could this be the end of 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 email overload?
Could this be the end to email overload?
Could this be the end of 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 email overload?
Overload. Oh, she actually got that a little mixed up, didn't she? She did. Now, I'm going to actually pull up another piece in just a moment here, friends. And, again, I want you to understand that you are being brainwashed. If you have foreigners come over here in this country, friends, they will tell you that you are being lied to through the state-controlled media. You are being lied to. There's no getting around it. And, folks, this isn't a game. You need to understand that you are being targeted, and they are attempting to re-educate you on a daily basis to the lying state-controlled media. Folks, I was just talking about how they put up Hillary Clinton next to Donald Trump. Well, you know, it's interesting that they would bring that up. And this was a Fox poll, by the way, which was completely contrived. It's a complete lie. But isn't it interesting, folks, that we found that, what was it, 3-4 weeks ago, we found that 70% of the American people actually came forth and said that Hillary Clinton and the Clinton administration, that they think that they operate above the law. Now, are you telling me that 70% of the people in this country want a lawless administration? Because that's what they're trying to tell you. Oh, and let me tell you this, too. William Casey, the CIA director, said this in 1981. He said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false." Here, let me say that again. "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the people believe in is completely false." Who said that? William Casey, the CIA director. Now, again, friends, I didn't say this. They said this. Here, I'm going to give you one more portion of this, and then we're going to jump gears. We're going to jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com right after this next break. But here's one more piece of the state-controlled media, bought and paid for, reciting, parodying one another across the country at the same time.
You know the rest.
I scream, you scream, 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 well, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
Got it.
I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
I scream, wow. You scream, we all know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, we all know the rest of it, right?
I scream, you scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, and you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, well, you know the rest.
Well, I scream, well, I think you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, I mean, everybody knows the rest.
I scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, and you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
Isn't that interesting, friends? You know, the slogan here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com is it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And these people, in hopes of holding onto their job, care more about their money than they do care about their country. And by the way, this is exactly how the President of the United States of America operates. He's a pawn. Nothing more, nothing less. Folks, what happens when his teleprompter goes down? He goes down. He doesn't know what to say because, as we say here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, this is unpatriotic. This is un-American. As a matter of fact, if you want to take it to the law, this is criminal, friends. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back and jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hour two, we're going to be talking about whatever happened to those guys that lay their hand on God's anointed. You're going to be surprised. Be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and strength. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And I know there's some people out there that try to justify themselves. You know, it's interesting when I do high school assemblies or colleges or tea parties or wherever there may be a bit of a crowd, I'll ask them the question, how many believe what the media reports? Nobody raises their hands. And they don't raise their hands for the right reasons, friends. These people are playing a never-ending game with your freedoms because they're being paid. And this is the state-controlled media. I mean, folks, this is treason. This is treachery. They're unfaithful to their own country. Remember how I was just sharing with you right before the last break that the president, without his teleprompter, he's in trouble? And we've seen him get in trouble. He doesn't know what to say because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. He's a robotic criminal is what he is. And I wanted to show you, too, just so you can understand, it goes much deeper than just the fact that on a global scale that the six corporations concerning the worldwide global media, it's all owned by six corporations. I want to show you what's going on in your White House, too, just to kind of show you the ties between the state-controlled media and the White House. Because keep in mind, the president vets all of the information before it is released on the populace. Who told us that? The New York Times told us, when they blurted the truth out in their confusion, probably about a year ago now, that all information before it's let loose on the people at large in the United States of America is first vetted by the president's administration. Folks, that's criminal. That's criminal. News organizations' ties to the White House, ABC senior correspondent Claire Shipman, she's married to former White House, we call him Clown Carney, Jay Carney. She's married to the former White House press secretary and official clown, Jay Carney. CNN President Virginia Moseley, remember they had to replace the last president for CNN because the ratings were so bad that he resigned. Well, the new one, the new president for CNN, Virginia Moseley, she's married to none other than Hillary Clinton's deputy secretary, Tom Nides. You ready for this? CBS. CBS's president, David Rhodes, his top Obama official brother, is none other than Ben Rhodes. See the relation here, friends? ABC President Ben Sherwood, related to none other than Obama's special advisor, Elizabeth Sherwood. This is how you're getting your media, friends. It's all controlled. Those that are in the press room in the White House, folks, you better not go outside of your talking points that you're told to stay within. Because if you do, you'll never come in here again. They're pre-scripted, friends. The questions are what they can ask and what they can't ask. Oh, I knew this. People are saying it right now. Bradley, I knew this. I just couldn't put it into words. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Well, guess what? I found it just by digging a little bit. And that's usually how the truth comes. If you want it bad enough, then guess what? Dig into it. Find out for yourself. Why is nobody actually asking real questions to the President of the United States? See, because they have these criminals, they have layers and layers and layers of people protecting them from the crimes that they're committing against we the people. And the number one uno that they're using, friends, is none other than the state-controlled media. And again, that includes Fox News, friends. That includes Fox News. And I just want to leave you with this before I jump gears here, is the fact that, again, keep in mind, nobody is taking Hillary Clinton serious. Everybody in this country, for the most part, believes she's a criminal. I want you to understand that they just found out that 70% of her Twitter account is completely contrived. It's fake. It's bought and paid for. Just like Barack Hussein Obama's. Do you remember when Hillary Clinton started her campaign? Just out of nowhere? And who's keeping her alive more than the state-controlled media is? I'm talking about holding her up as a legitimate candidate. The state-controlled media is. She's not legitimate. She's criminal. So is her husband. But do you remember when she went to Iowa about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago? And she showed up. There was no people there in support of her presidential candidacy. No people were there to support her. The state-controlled media was there, but nobody showed up in support of Hillary Clinton. Why is the state-controlled media putting Clinton up? Why are they telling you that right now Donald Trump, love him or hate him, is unpopular when nothing could be further from the truth? And why are they putting him up as unpopular along with Hillary Clinton in a Fox poll? Because the poll is created. It's contrived. Because they want to lead the opposition by causing you to believe that, you know what, Hillary's still in it for the run. And I'll tell you what, more than anything, friends, you better understand, they're trying to put her back into power. Because just like Al Walawid, the number two owner for Fox News, said we can't afford to have a strong American government. We need people in there that will compromise so we can have control through Sharia. And that's exactly what they're doing. And folks, ever since the Clintons have been a part of anything with the legal system, they've been criminal. They've been busted to be criminal over and over and over again. But for some reason, the law never drops on her. America, when are you going to allow the law to be executed against their crimes, every single one of them, unto justice, unto righteousness, so you can know peace. Because these people need to be dealt with, every single one of them. And I want you to understand, too, the state-controlled media does not have the right to lie to you. You can't lie. You don't have the right to lie. And yet, for some reason, when the state-controlled media does something or says something or put words into your mouth or whatever the case may be, that's all they have to do is put a little retraction back on page, 23, out of 23 pages concerning one of their newspapers. And America just gives them a pass. But isn't it interesting that if you, even on accidentally, friends, make the smallest of mistakes, they want the law dropped down on you. This is ridiculous that this is going on in this country. It really is. And folks, it doesn't get any plainer than the nose on your face as to what's going on in your country. And this just didn't start this week. This has been going on in this country for a long, long time. It's even in the congressional record. The way that they are systematically creating lies and throwing them on the American people. Folks, if you knew the truth of the crimes of those that you think are legitimate candidates, you'd be appalled. You need to take the time and actually pull the curtain back on these people, folks, because they are not what they claim them to be. And don't expect the devil to be knocking on your door or a candidate to be knocking on your door with two horns on his head and a fork in his hand. It just doesn't work that way. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, in just a couple minutes, we're going to be talking about what happens to those that lay their hands on God's anointed. It's going to surprise many. It really will. It doesn't look good. And as I said earlier, friends, isn't it interesting how Hollywood wants to portray Christianity as completely weak? I want to set the record straight because nothing could be further from the truth. Also, take mind that Satanists themselves, the losers themselves, acknowledge the power that's accessible to Christians in this world. And they don't tap into it because they've been entertained away from the cross. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. What do we have going on? Congressional Democrats paid by Iranian lobby to support Obama's nuke deal. Hey, case in point, going back to Hillary Clinton. Isn't it interesting she has an Iranian aide speaking into her ear everywhere she goes? Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. Iranian Valerie Jarrett. Oh, this Iranian deal, man, it's good for America. It's good. It's just good for us. The only one saying it's good are the criminals that represent we the people. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Kentucky High School kicks anti-theist groups in the teeth. Folks, we're seeing more and more and more of this across the country. People are just standing up and they've had it with these atheists. By the way, 1793, Ben Franklin rightly said that atheism was unheard of. Adultery was unheard of in this country. Just think about that. 1793. Why? Because everybody was too busy calling upon the God of our Lord Jesus Christ in a war called the Revolutionary War for more grace to win the war against the British who would not be ruled by God. Read the Declaration of Independence when you get a moment. Virginia IG confirms worst fears. 300,000 vets really did die because of their lack of care through the VA hospital. Now, just think about that, America. Those men and those women fought, bled, and died in many cases. Of course, we're speaking of the living here. They've been maimed. They've been wounded. They've lost limbs, eyes, ears, legs. And the American people stand down and watch those that fought to give us the freedoms that we have, left to none other than a criminal administration who desecrates everything that we are through their sacrifice. That's shameful conduct, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, God's Law, War, and Jailed County Clerk. We're going to talk a little bit more about that right when we get back. But folks, I want to let you know, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted, judge who jailed Kim Davis in Kentucky also ordered opposition to sodomites to be re-educated. Folks, this is all bought and paid for, and it's one of those I told you so's, America. We're in it now. We're in it now. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about those that dare lay their hands on God's anointed. The Lord said, touch not mine anointed. And was there some... Well, is there a consequence for doing that? Friends, you're going to be surprised. We're going to get to that in hour two. Before we do that, friends, we're on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just highlighting some of the articles going on and some of the news that's taking place across the country right now, giving it to you the way that the state-controlled media will not give it to you. But did you know that the judge who jailed Kim Davis also ordered opposition to sodomites to be re-educated? Friends, he's a Nazi. If you look at Kentucky statute, sodomy is against the law, by the way, in all 50 states. So who's violating the law? Kim Davis, who says, I will not issue licenses in violation of God's moral law? It's interesting that the judge, our representatives, and Kim Davis, they put their hand up swearing to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. So let's put this into perspective. Who's violating the law? This judge is. America, you need to impeach the judge, and you need to actually lay charge to the judge concerning his crimes against we the people. Kim Davis shouldn't be in jail. This judge should be thrown in jail. And it's interesting to note, without bail. Folks, high-profile criminals are set bail. Why Kim Davis? because she's dangerous to a system that does not want to be called out for who they really are. This is a global agenda. This is a global initiative. In America, you need to pay attention as to what's going on. I thought the homosexuals were the victims. What are they the victims of? They're the victims of the law that we all must abide by, friends, except for them. The government wants to give them some sort of special immunity concerning their perversion before a just and a holy God and before me, myself, and I, as well as you and your families. Let me say it again. Article 2, Section 4 says that judges are supposed to stay in position during good behavior. He's already outside of his scope of authority because he himself swore that he would uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America. If he doesn't do that, you are to impeach him, friends. You are to impeach him and then charge him for his crimes against we the people. Just wanted you to understand that Kim Davis is a modern-day Rosa Parks, per se. She's not bowing, and therefore she's not going to burn, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you want to know where the fourth man shows up, he always shows up in the fire. It's not a fun place to be. But check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Speaking of judges, a judge claims unable to decide divorce case due to Supreme Court decision on definition of marriage. Folks, the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter. They are to discover and apply written law, not to rewrite it, not to re-legislate it. Folks, this is ridiculous. That's why you see Moses in the Ten Commandments in his hands above the Supreme Court. They're not the final say of anything. If they don't follow the rule of law, then you throw them off. Read your founding documents, friends. Look to your history. This is the kind of stuff that Americans do not put up with. They're attempting to rewrite American law, friends, and through lawlessness. It's called unlaw. And it's null and void. It doesn't apply. And Kim Davis, by the way, going back to Kim Davis in Kentucky there, she understands that. Matter of fact, when she was in court, she was reciting the law that the judge didn't want to hear. We ain't asking for his pre-approval. Either you do your job or else hit the road, Jack. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. There's nothing rebellious about that, America. I'll tell you what it has to do with is a whole lot of patriotism, and patriotism means to uphold dying laws. We need to get back to our founding documents, friends, and throw off tyranny, because tyranny is at work today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Is the Justice Department covering up the Clinton email scandal? Of course they are. Folks, when you look at Barack Hussein Obama's administration, it's the Clinton's administration tried and true in their crimes. That's why Hillary wants it back. This isn't a theory. This is common sense. And I don't understand what the American people don't understand. I mean, the crime is right in front of us, and we're not the sort of people that tuck tail and run when we see crime. No, we deal with it. And that's exactly what Americans need to do today. They need to deal with the crimes at hand. Owning a car is 80% more dangerous than owning a gun. That's quite interesting. As a matter of fact, we have a little 11-year-old who protected his sister, and he shoots and kills a home invader. Let me propose to my new listeners, why is it that September 11, 2001, why is it your government's been trying to disarm you in a state of terror? Has it been Sharia, the Sharia compliant? Have they been the ones that have been asking you to give up your rights? Or has it been your politicians that are connected with those that mean to implement Sharia law? Just ask the President of the United States of America if you want to call him that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. See why this gun shop etches a Bible verse in their new line of semi-automatic rifles. We had a show on this probably 3 weeks ago, friends. go back to our podcast, download them, and check it out. We're giving you historical information, American information. Folks, information Americans need to have. We have a couple statists, too, by the way. Carly Forina. The young lady that's running for the presidency of the United States of America, folks, she also happens to be friends with our enemies. And it's amazing how the state-controlled media doesn't want to ally these that are running for the president of the United States. Seems that too many of them are bought and paid for, isn't it? But it's interesting. Carly, she said, if you're paid by government, you must obey their command despite the law. Baloney. The government didn't give me my rights. God gave me the rights, and I gave power, delegated power, to the government that works for me. She's got it completely up on her head, and she's got an evolutionary view of government. And here again, friends, what do we have in government right now? A bunch of burnt hippies from the 60s and 70s. And they're still burnt, friends. The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. And it's exactly what we're seeing here today. By the way, for all you Trumpites out there that are standing behind Donald Trump, he's a statist as well. He said, well, listen, you know, it's the law of the land now. No, it is not the law of the land. Not one state has taken knowledge of the written law in their particular states that have went along to get along concerning the sodomite agenda in this country. And going back to the second president of the United States, he's the guy that said our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. This is a global initiative. This is coming out of the UN. And by the way, friends, I thought the homosexuals were the victims. Bakers are being sued illegally. Anybody that speaks out against the sodomite agenda, they want to shut you down. I remember Cactus said this. He said, if you want to find out who means to rule over you, just find out what you can't talk about. And isn't it interesting to you, the United Nations today, they're trying to shut down anybody that speaks out against Sharia law. Now, don't tell me I didn't tell you that one either, friends. I've always said since day one that the radical homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution to make way for something called Sharia law. Look to the White House. Look to the military. They're weakening you, America. And I also want to bring this up, too. Isn't it interesting that I've been sharing with you for years, friends, that your enemies are not so much within, though they are, that this administration is attempting to stir up domestic insurrection, and that you will be attacked from the outside? Isn't it interesting that just yesterday and the day before, Chinese ships and Russian ships were seen close to our borders in the water? Don't tell me I didn't tell you. Oh, and by the way, friends, just for the record, it's not what I read in a little pamphlet. No, it's what I'm hearing. And I'm telling you what, friends, you have some serious issues, and you better get it right before a just and a holy God. Because if you think things are bad now, oh, just hang on. Read Leviticus 26 when you get a moment, and Deuteronomy 28. Coming up to our final segment, Hour 1. Got Hour 2 coming up right after that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.